Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and as always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever's important to you, unless what's important to you is yesterday's election, the life-changing...
Most important election.
Yes, and obviously, if that's what you want to talk about, you can still call in and talk about it. I'm happy the election is over, and I don't have to hear any more people talking for a few days at least about how yesterday was the most important election of our lifetimes. I was trying to make it a point to remind people that not only is this election not important, your high school class president election was probably more impactful on your life than the actual election yesterday.
I don't know. I'm really happy Don Bolduc lost.
That was the governor, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate here in New Hampshire, who was caught lying
on video
and attacking someone who happens to be a host of our show. He attacked Joa from Thursday nights on Free Talk Live last week. It all got caught on video, and that guy lost, but I think he would have lost anyway.
I'm happy that Bolduc lost. I'm not happy that he lost, because I don't think that's the right way to look at this. With that, coming into it with that mentality leads to, well, I'm going to vote for Maggie Hassan to make sure that Bolduc loses. You know, in general, I like that.
No one in this studio did that, I don't think.
No, obviously.
Yeah.
But I like, in general, the idea of being against something. Like, I'm an anarchist, you know, that's against the state. I'm a Satanist, that's against, you know, the organized religion of the day. And instead of using more positive terms like voluntarism or humanist. So, in general, I like that sort of divisive language to draw a point, but I'm worried when it comes to duopolies that it creates this fear of people, this fear within people, that if they don't vote for the bad guy, then the even worse guy will win.
Yeah, but that's what's great in this race. There was also a third-party candidate for me to vote for.
There was.
Unfortunately, Jeremy Kaufman didn't get 4%, so we have to get signatures next time a Libertarian runs, but it's fine.
Yeah, Jeremy Kaufman, the Libertarian candidate, got only 2% of the votes in this recent election, which kind of just put him in line with your typical Libertarian vote getting.
But I'm happy that he lost. I'm just happy that somebody who attacked my friend on video and was smiling about it and lying about it to get him arrested isn't like the next senator in my state. Even though I know that that doesn't really mean much, it's just like, you can't do that.
I haven't even seen the video yet. Is it as bad as I would expect it to be, where it's like,
It'll take you a minute if you want to watch it during a break.
It's okay, like preschoolers, a preschooler, Don Bolduc, pretending to get hit and then smiling, knowing he's lying to the teachers while the teachers are putting the other guy in timeout.
That's sort of why I guess that's sort of why I haven't watched it yet, because it's hard to believe that such a thing could really be done by a grown person, that could behave so childishly and attempt to weaponize.
He's a psychopath.
I mean, clearly.
Yeah, right? And he gets away with this kind of stuff because he's a general, right? So there's a ton of people who just look the other way and pretend they didn't see what we've shown you in slow motion if you watch the video at freekeen.com.
And
people watch this video, and they still made excuses for this guy.
They're like, well, that's not what I saw.
But there's video.
There is.
You can't lie. Video doesn't lie.
Well, but people lie to themselves. People lie to themselves.
I mean, we're coming to a point in human history where video won't be as reliable because of deep fakes all of that kind of stuff. But now,
this is real.
Video certainly doesn't lie. So I'm going to have to check that out.
We didn't get accused of everyone in the video being crisis actors.
That's right.
What?
Crisis actors on all sides.
You're a crisis actor. You're a crisis actor.
But the crisis actor was the one who was literally calling the cops and saying there was a crisis. Yeah. In other words, Don Bolduc, right? I mean, there are conspiracy theorists everywhere, right? Anytime you have any event happening, there's going to be people coming out of the woodwork to say, oh, you're a crisis actor. I guess that's just the world we live in now. It's a false flag.
And Free Talk Live is a controlled opposition.
Yeah, I still don't know how anyone came to that conclusion.
It's because you're trans.
That was one of the reasons.
That's the clue, huh?
That's the clue.
You know, there's an interesting takeaway from last night, right? A lot of the low information people out there are going to be going off about how New Hampshire voted all Democrat. Because that's all they look at. They only look at the federal races. They see the blue color on the map on, like, the national news or whatever, and they freak out about it. And like Justin O'Donnell, for instance, who was on our show recently, was trying to argue with some of these people online. It's like, just don't even bother. These people are so low information. They don't matter. These people aren't people who are considering moving to New Hampshire. They're not libertarians who understand that this is the largest libertarian migration and that we don't care what happens at the federal level. So the interesting takeaway here was that despite Maggie Hassan and the other Democrats getting reelected at the federal level in New Hampshire, New Hampshire voters also voted for a Republican for governor. So right. It's not like some total blue wave here in New Hampshire. In fact, when you actually look at the numbers, and I've got them pulled up here from the AP, we're at about 96-97% votes counted. So it's pretty much a done deal at this point. You've got 96% of the votes counted in the Senate race and 97% in the governor race. We're going to call that about the same, right?
Obviously.
Maggie Hassan, the Democratic winner in the Senate race, received 322,000 and change votes. Chris Sununu, the Republican governor, received 343,000 votes. 20,000 more people voted for Chris Sununu than Maggie Hassan.
That would have been my guess because, I mean, even though I voted for Carlin Barashenko for governor, in a lot of the federal races, like, I didn't even vote. Mm-hmm. Like, if there wasn't a libertarian on the ballot or someone that I knew personally, I wasn't going to vote for them.
Yeah, me too.
So more than half of the ballot that I turned in was just blank.
Me too.
But Don Bolduc's, remember, Chris Sununu, the Republican, had 343,000 votes. Don Bolduc, also a Republican, in the next race basically down on the ballot. So, like, most voters participated in both of these races. Like, the further you go down the ballot, the fewer participants you get, right? Because people just say, I don't know who these people are, and they just don't vote in those races. Don Bolduc only got 269,000 votes. So, on these pieces of paper, a certain number of them were turned in. Way more people voted for the Republican in the governor race, and way less people, like 100,000, not quite, 80,000 less, fewer people voted for the Republican in the Senate race. So
that's brutal.
It goes,
for Bolduc,
It goes to show you that Bolduc was a terrible candidate, number one. He could not get the support of likely the independents, because remember, in New Hampshire, there's three voter categories. There's Republicans, there's Democrats, and then there's what they call undeclared voters. And so the undeclared are actually the plurality of the voters here in New Hampshire. They are bigger. There are more undeclareds than there are Republicans, and there are more undeclareds than there are Democrats. These people are the people who are likely saying, I'll vote for the Republican for governor, and I'll vote for the Democrat for, for the federal races. So.
I mean, that actually gives me hope for New Hampshire as a state. And obviously, I want New Hampshire to secede from the United States, but still, that people could be independent-minded enough to think, I'm not just going to vote for the Republican straight ticket. Yeah, they actually
proof of that.
Right, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Even though a lot of these people do go in and they just vote straight tickets, enough of them don't that it influenced the outcome of the election. Because mm-hmm. if they were just voting straight ticket, Bolduc would have won last night.
And also, according to the unofficial numbers, because there's still a few possible recounts that might happen in, like, the state house races, the Republicans still have control of the Senate, the state Senate here, and they still have control of the state house, but barely. The Democrats did get more people in. They did close the gap, so I think it's like 204 to like 197 or something like that. It's very, very close, or 196. So there's a very close distinction, which actually means that the Liberty reps, there's like a core group of a few dozen Liberty reps, are going to be the tie-breaking vote on everything in the next 2 years. So if the Republicans and the Democrats want their bill to pass, it has to get through the Liberty reps. So it's kind of more of an interesting situation now.
That's there aren't so many, like, I mean, like, if there are less Republicans altogether, a similar amount of Liberty reps. I mean, there's a lot less moderate, dead fish Republicans.
That's true as well. I don't know how many Liberty reps actually managed to make it through
the
election.
That's the big question right now.
I suspect the number went down a little bit, but
we'll see.
I do know that some of these state reps that I know managed to squeak through, and they won, and I'm happy about that. There is more coming up here, including some ballot measures you may not have heard about. 603-283-6160.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And we're doing the studio tonight. It's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin is down, but it's still where you want to go to learn about cryptocurrency. You may not even understand what it means for Bitcoin to be down. Head on over there, Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started, top of the page. Take just a few minutes out of your day to learn about this world-changing information. If people had done that, and if they had taken in the information and learned about Bitcoin and why it was important not to keep your cryptocurrency on an exchange, many fewer people would have lost money in this FTX nonsense that we're going to be talking about later. So it's critically important to not just go on Google and look where you can find Bitcoin and buy it through there and just leave it sitting there. It's critically important that you first learn about it. You can do that at Bitcoin.com. But if you do already know about it, go to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on everything in the world of cryptocurrency. That's news.bitcoin.com. We've been talking about the election results here, and it's been interesting trying to watch people come to terms with what happened in the elections yesterday. And as far as I can tell, what happened was pretty much nothing. It was just a continuation. It was just an election like any other. There was no red wave. There was no blue wave. It was just an election. But maybe I could be wrong. We have Jessica on the line from Missouri. Jessica, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
I believe that the red wave didn't happen. I didn't figure it was. I figured, well, the people that are on the radio that talk this right-wing stuff, you know, get their marching orders directly from the Republican National Committee. And the longer the time went on, they've been doing this for six straight months. You're talking about a red wave and a red tsunami and all this. And I knew it wasn't going to happen because the inflation might be bad, but it's not that bad. If your job doesn't quite pay your rent, you can go get another job and that pays better. So nobody's really feeling that much of a pinch. It's like, and on top of that, it's like, well, you know, the RNC, it kind of looks like they already knew they were going to lose. That's why they kept beating the war drums about, oh, go vote, go vote, go vote. And you know, we're going to have this red wave and all that. And I know that was BS, but the thing is that I think the major reason that didn't happen was because of the senior voting bloc. When Biden got on the air and said, if the Republicans get power, they're going to come after your Social Security checks. And that alone could have, you know, shut down their little red wave.
That was the thing they were using against John Bolduc in New Hampshire. So I think that could be a factor if lots of people over the country were saying Republicans are going to take away your Medicare. But my thing is, I don't think it's that inflation isn't that bad. I think it's that they had a successful campaign of confusing people about what inflation is. Because yesterday when I was holding signs at the polls, I was talking mostly to Democrat old ladies. And this one Democrat old lady said to a Republican old man, oh, inflation, because he had a sign that said inflation. She's like, all inflation is greedy business owners
which doesn't
gouging the prices, and she fully believed that.
Yeah. I sort of understand where Jessica's coming from on this, though, because I've seen this at my other job. It's true that a lot of people can't just go work for somewhere else and make more money right now, or they can get job raises at the jobs they're at. The average rate that, you know, starting employees are making at the place that I work at or any of the other places here, Keene, is up several dollars from where it was a few years ago.
Yeah, so people are probably like, oh, that's so cool, I'm making $20 an hour, but their stuff is more expensive.
Yeah,
but they're not happy about it because they realize that the corporations, that the businesses that hired them, they always had this money all along that they could have been paying to wages, and they were just being greedy and pocketing it and not giving it to employees. I'm not saying that's bad. But from the point of view of the employee who's been struggling for the last 10 years, having your company go, oh, actually, you know, it's really not that big deal. Here's another $6 per hour. I completely understand why these employees are like, no, you were just being greedy. That's what's been going on here. So I sort of understand that perspective. I don't think it's right, and I tend to disagree with it. I think abortion was the big issue that Republicans stupidly underestimated because they're stupid Republicans, and that's what they do. And they seem to not understand, you know, undoing this thing that guaranteed women's rights for the last 30 years might piss some voters off.
And I think that's a big reason why Don Bolduc lost in New Hampshire.
Yep. That was what all his ads were about.
I think a lot of conservatives think that more people are against abortion than really are. Because even a lot of women who wouldn't personally get an abortion still believe that other women have the right to get one.
Because I know what the government is like, and I don't want abortion to be illegal, and then people who have miscarriages are going to jail, and people who want to have an abortion for whatever reason are getting killed by cops or whatever. I know how the government works when things become illegal. It's not, I mean, I wouldn't get an abortion necessarily, but I'll probably never have to. And that's what it's not about. Most people aren't like, I need abortion to be legal for all the abortions I want to have, like Nikki was saying.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call tonight, Jessica. I think that's one of the more common threads we'll find through the elections. We're looking at Governor Sununu, and how he got more votes than Maggie Hassan, who won the Democrat race for Senate, and he's clearly got more votes than Don Bolduc did. Bolduc, of course, is pro-life. Sununu, however, he falls on the pro-choice side of things, which is refreshing. I suspect what we would find here in New Hampshire, at least, is a lot of the candidates who won happened to be pro-choice candidates, and a lot of the ones who lost were not pro-choice candidates. I don't know that, but just looking at Sununu, Hassan, and Bolduc, that's one of the things we can extrapolate from that. Whether it's right or wrong, we don't know, because we don't know why voters did what they did. However, the pro-choice candidates here in New Hampshire, they won last night. The pro-life ones didn't. But there has been a red wave, as it turns out, just not quite how people intended. The red wave, as it turns out, has been an absolute bloodbath in cryptocurrency. As I understand, the value of Bitcoin has plummeted to about, I think it was $15,000 per, something along those lines. And that's down like $3,000 from yesterday. So that's like a...
It's like $5,000 from the day before.
Yeah, it's a 15-20% loss. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but it's severe. And a lot of people are blaming FTX for this. And I don't know anything about FTX other than a video that I watched earlier that was on Twitter where I'll try to find it and play it when we return.
Bankman?
Yes, Bankman is this guy's name. Imagine putting your money into a cryptocurrency exchange owned by someone with the literal
name flag
of Bankman, right? And I know, you know, it's just a name, but yeah. But there's something to be said about
a little foreshadowing, you know.
Yeah, he has banks in his blood, supposedly. Like, that's a little...
Well, he behaved like a banker, and I don't know why they're going under. I've heard it's a liquidity crunch, which makes me think that they didn't actually have the cryptocurrency that they were supposed to have, that they told people they had, and now people, they're experiencing a run on their exchange, basically, of people trying to cash out, and they're like, we don't have this cryptocurrency to give people. That story's coming up, 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Both candidates in a key Senate race say it could take some time before a winner is known. Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Mastro is running against Republican Adam Laxalt in Nevada. That race is one of the few outstanding results from election night, and it could tip the balance of power in the Senate. The Georgia Senate race between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican candidate Herschel Walker remains close, but Georgia Secretary of State Brad Rappensberger is announcing it will take a runoff election to determine the winner in that race.
There is one race in our state that is going to be moving to the December 6th runoff. That is the race for the United States Senate between Senator Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker.
A runoff election is announced if neither candidate in a Georgia race wins more than 50% of the vote. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to join the discussion. You can talk about whatever is important to you, or you can talk about what we've been discussing, which is just the previously the changes in the election, how things are going forward, our takeaways from the elections. But now we're talking about the cryptocurrency bloodbath. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And I suspect a lot of people are going to be paying attention to this cryptocurrency bloodbath because one of the articles that I saw tonight is about how Tom Brady was one of the people who seems to have had most of his cryptocurrency on the FTX exchange.
Oh, wow.
Now, this was the third largest cryptocurrency exchange by volume, FTX was, and that's surprising to me because I mean, I've been out of the crypto space for nearly 2 years.
But I haven't, and I've never heard of it until this scandal.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it either.
Yeah, so. I haven't either. You know, I mean, Binance, Coinbase, Kraken, I've heard of all of these companies. Even Gemini, who I can't stand, I've heard of them. But FTX, never heard of them. But Binance was looking into purchasing FTX because FTX is experiencing what they're calling a liquidity crunch. On Tuesday, Binance signed a letter of intent to purchase its troubled competitor FTX and what appeared to be a potential bailout of the latter amid its liquidity crunch. But just a bit over 24 hours later, that plan crumbled. Binance backed out after reviewing the company structure and books, it said in a statement to the Wall Street Journal. Our hope was to be able to support FTX customers to provide liquidity, but the issues are beyond our control or ability to help.
So does Yikes. That cancel out their contract and everything, or is Binance now on the whole? Or wait, is it Binance?
It is Binance. Well, they never had a contract. They signed a letter of intent saying that they intended to purchase it, but they backed out of that. Apparently, they could still back out of it. They were still in the early enough stages where Binance was just taking a look at their books and seeing how things were. And within 24 hours, they're like, yeah, this is beyond our control. We can't do anything to help. This is just going to crash and burn, and we're going to watch it.
Not that I like Binance, but I'm happy that it didn't affect two cryptocurrency exchanges.
Yeah, well, Binance probably has enough money that they could have weathered the storm if a push came to shove. But it sounds like purchasing FTX would basically just be a proposition of losing money. They may get FTX as customers. A lot of those are probably duplicate customers because I don't think there's very many people who just use one cryptocurrency exchange to acquire cryptocurrency. I suspect most people use a few different ones because you can't really trust any of them. And again, you shouldn't have your cryptocurrency on any of these exchanges in the first place. I understand you have to go there to buy them. But after that, you should immediately withdraw it into a wallet that's in your control.
And that's what I was going to say about Tom Brady. Wasn't he earning cryptocurrency for football or whatever he does?
I don't know the specifics of that. Some of these people, they just had accounts opened in their names with FTX, so maybe it was that where his football, whatever team he played for, had an account for him at FTX, and they were just sending part of his salary to buy Bitcoin. I don't know. I don't know what Tom Brady's finances are like.
Because it's like he's earning crypto. If it's the guy I'm thinking of that earns it for football, and he could just move it somewhere else. I don't know. It's not like he was buying it and he was in the middle of switching it to his Exodus wallet. But then FTX went under. It was like he was obviously keeping it there.
It's possible that, you know, it just corresponded that way. But it's a matter of minimizing your losses, right? If Tom Brady's buying, you know, 50 Bitcoin at a time, then obviously he could lose 50 Bitcoin. But if he's buying 50 Bitcoin at a time and he's not moving it, then after, you know, 6 years of that or however long he's been buying cryptocurrency there, then he would have 300 Bitcoin there, losing significantly more than just 50. I don't know what Tom Brady, I know he's a Bitcoin advocate and he promotes Bitcoin and he's got the laser eyes on his profile, but that's all I know about him. And he's some sort of football player and I don't care beyond that. He does a good job of promoting cryptocurrency, or he did. Prior to this, I mean, it sounds like he should have done his due diligence and learned not to have his cryptocurrency on an exchange.
Maybe he was part of a false flag where this is all, you know, orchestrated, and he was the big picture, the big famous guy who gets to be like, look, I lost all my money. Oh, Bitcoin is too unstable.
I mean, it could be, but I don't think he would go as far to request part of his salary in cryptocurrency
if he wasn't
an actual advocate of it.
That would be the point. He loses all his money.
Well, he's not going to lose all of his money.
Or however much.
He's Tom Brady.
I mean, yeah, he's like a millionaire.
I didn't mean all his money. I just meant all his Bitcoin on that exchange.
Which would be stupid, but I mean, that's an issue on his part. And there's plenty of people out there who would point out that, hey, you were an idiot who left your cryptocurrency on an exchange. This is your own fault. You did this.
I don't think the majority of people would be able to come to that conclusion, though, because the majority of people probably don't know that, even some people that are investing in, you know, in buying cryptocurrency.
That's true. I would hope that he would be smarter than that, but I don't know anything about him, and again, I don't really care. Maybe you out there, you know, and you can give us a call and fill us in on... I have an article here about Tom Brady, but I don't care. It reeks of... celebrity nonsense. What's the word I'm looking for?
Tabloid?
Yes, it reeks of that sort of thing. And it's from dailymail.co.uk. It looks like tabloid nonsense. And I don't care in the first place.
Yeah.
It's Tom Brady. He's probably going to be just fine. And it's his own fault for giving money on the exchange. And you're right, a lot of people probably don't know that's a bad idea. But that's all the more reason they should learn about cryptocurrency before they acquire it. Because this isn't like Bank of America or Wells Fargo or one of these other banking institutions where they have to keep your money and that's the only way you can use it. Otherwise, you can't, right? This is fundamentally different from all of those things.
Well, the thing Nikki's pointing out that I think is like the worst part, if it is kind of like a false flag or orchestrated in some way, is that people are just going to be like, oh, hopefully Tom Brady, I like Tom Brady, I hope that he gets to get some money back for that, you know, like bailed out or, you know, whatever. People are going to start being like, we need protection on cryptocurrency, because they don't understand it's totally Tom Brady's fault, 100% Tom Brady's fault. They're going to be like, oh, we need protection on cryptocurrency. And it's like what Library, LBRY.com, just tweeted. They said, if the SEC was trying to make, to gain more power in crypto, what would they do? They'd go after the good guys, like Library, and make sure they lose, and then call for protection for the bad guys that they let fail. Because, you know, this guy was clearly Bankman, who owned FTC, was clearly a government guy who was going to the FCC or SEC and all these people to make sure he's in compliance. And he was giving money to, like, all the Democrats, and he was, like, totally political. So he could totally be in on it.
He was, but I don't think so. That story is true of most of the cryptocurrency world's major players. Most of them, like the CEO of Coinbase, I can't remember his name now, but most of them give a fair amount of money to political campaigns because they want to. I can't say I blame them. If I was a billionaire, I would also throw a few million dollars to Joe Biden to leave me alone. It's just the cost of doing business to these people. I don't think it necessarily indicates any corruption on their part to be doing that. I would do it, right?
Like, he doesn't have to go and make sure he's all compliant with all these people.
Oh, no, he's definitely a tool. There's no doubt about that. He absolutely was, but I don't think it was a false flag or any of that stuff. I think if the U.S. government would be playing way too risky to be trying. Because it's the U.S. government. They're so awful at everything they do. I don't believe for a minute they could orchestrate the rise of this cryptocurrency exchange that could collapse after making a series of monumentally bad decisions, after a CEO has already been ripped apart, apparently by Eric Voorhees on the internet.
Well, if me, you, and Ian and Nikki all didn't know about SFC till FTX till today... Oh, sorry, I got confused because I said SFC.
Right.
If we all didn't know about it until yesterday, I wouldn't even be shocked if it didn't exist until last night.
Yeah, that's actually a great point. And I was kind of thinking that, Aria, when you were saying, you know, this would be a lot for them to go through to orchestrate this whole thing just for a false flag. It could, the entire thing could be fake. Like, we have no clue.
Australia could be fake.
I mean, you're not wrong, because I certainly haven't heard of FTX, but I've been out of the crypto space for 2 years, so maybe they just are only a year and a half old. I don't know. Have you heard of FTX before the last few days? Give us a call. I want to know, is this a real thing? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up, including Brittany Griner going to a labor camp in Russia. It's Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, the number 603-283-6160 with you tonight. It's Aria, Bonnie, and Nikki. And I want to tell you about BullionMax. Go to BullionMax.com/FTL. There you can buy goldbacks. It's probably the easiest way to acquire goldbacks. It's not necessarily the cheapest, but you can definitely get them there, and it's the easiest way to do it. Otherwise, you got to wire money to UPMax, or UPMA is the website, and it's sort of a pain. You can also still get the Silver Starter Kit. And I got one of these. I highly recommend it at employee pricing. I've heard they're losing money on this deal, but it's 5 ounces of silver, 5 beautiful, breathtaking pieces of silver, 5 total ounces of silver is what it comes out to. And you get it at employee pricing by going to bullionmax.com/FTL. That's bullionmax.com/FTL. You can also, as I said, get goldbacks there. You can also enter a giveaway with the chance to win this absolutely breathtakingly beautiful silverback dragon piece that I want so bad. Well, here's to all of us winning, right? I should stop promoting it because
even if just like one of you guys wins, I just want to see it. I really want somebody I know to win one.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, because I'm not going to like put it on display in my living room or anything like that. We're like, look at my beautiful piece, because this is not the kind of person I am, but I would be happy just to hold one by, wow, that is cool. Here's your silverback.
And compare, yeah, I'm really excited. I hope that somebody I know gets one.
So that's bullionmax.com/FTL. Well, with all of us, I assume you've entered, Nikki?
I have not yet.
Okay, well, I've entered, and I went through all the hoops to get as many entries as I could. So I've got like 60, 70 entries at this point, and I want more.
Well, my money's on you.
Right.
I just entered once. I don't know how many entries it gave me, but I entered through Ian's link to give him more entries. Well,
that gave him 10 then. So yep. Awesome. Let's go to the phones. We have Alu Axelman calling from here in New Hampshire. Alu, you're on Free Talk Live. You write for the Liberty Block. That's the website I should promote. Alu, welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, thanks for having me. I want to talk about the election yesterday from a unique analysis perspective, I would think. In New Hampshire, it was a you know, there was supposed to be a red wave in New Hampshire and everywhere. That did not happen. It was more Democrats than Republicans throughout the United States. But in New Hampshire, the GOP did pretty badly. They lost their majority in the House and Senate. It looks like the Senate will be even here in New Hampshire, and the House in New Hampshire will be probably even maybe Republicans in the tiny majority. But even though it was a bad day for the GOP, it was a really good day for libertarians, for free staters. It looks like around 45, 50, or 100 libertarians won election or re-election. And looking right here, it says, according to...
100?
According to who?
147. So according to... let me look.
This isn't free staters, state reps that we have. Like, this is all offices throughout the state of New Hampshire, I'm assuming.
Sorry, I was looking at those running for election. There were 160 endorsed by the NHLA running for election.
Okay, got it.
And the amount who won, the NHLA didn't put out yet, but AFT put out, I think, 43 wins. So AFT, Americans for Prosperity, endorses pretty much libertarians. You know, a lot of them are free staters. A lot of them are, some are voluntarists, some are libertarians. And they're based mostly on economic freedom, criminal justice freedom, drug freedom, gun rights. So AFT's really, really good. And 43 of their endorsed candidates won, mostly state reps, a few state senators, I believe, and an executive counselor. So that's really, really good. A lot of them are free staters who were reelected, and a lot of first-time free staters, it looks like 2, 3, 4, maybe 5, but at least 2 or 3 that I've seen so far, first-time state reps, free staters, meaning the number now is up to like 50.
That's great.
Well, yeah, but some lost. I mean, some returning free staters lost, like Mike Sylvia, he's no longer... Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, he still is no longer a state rep, so we lost a free stater state rep when we lost Mike Sylvia. So
hopefully we won enough good ones to make up for it, because it's like...
I would be stunned if the number of free stater state reps or libertarian state reps increased in this election.
Yeah, we'll have to see if that increase or loss, but there are some new ones who are good, and also really good news, which again was surprising because the GOP lost, but it wasn't because they were too pro-liberty conservative. I think the abortion issue was the big issue, and they pushed back against the most pro-life conservatives. But I think what's interesting is the secessionists, everyone who voted for independence, who was on the general election ballot, won the election, it looks like. Glenn Bailey, Josh Okella, Matt Santanastasso, who else was there? A few others.
And Matt Santanastasso, he's certainly worth mentioning because he wasn't just someone who voted for secession. He was one of the...
He was the main sponsor.
Well, Mike Sylvia was the main sponsor. And he did ultimately lose, but he lost his primary, and that was for
entirely different reasons. That was all because of Gunstock, yeah.
Yeah. But Matt Santanastasso, he was certainly front and center. Whenever the media was interviewing someone about New Hampshire independence, it seemed to always be him.
He even went up at the when that Karen tried to get him all in trouble at the ballot place.
Right, when he was like, I'm not even going to bother to show up, right? But then he did go,
and he gave a little speech about why he thinks secession shouldn't get people, whatever. He gave a principled little speech and everything. He never, was shy about it. He didn't vote and then go like, oh, well, it's just that I want people to vote. He was, like, very principled. That's why I spend my time with standing at the polls for him. I felt like he was the most important liberty rep. Well, yeah.
Yeah, and again, he's absolutely because
then the election at all. It seems like Gunstock cost a few, unfortunately, in Belknap County, but the secession thing really did not cost the Liberty Reps the election. A few other decent reps lost the election. Those they didn't support Liberty. And Bonnie's favorite rep in the universe from Merrimack did not win re-election. And I think she was the only one in Merrimack Republican who did not win the election.
We have no idea who the hell you're talking about.
I did. It was Lois Blasek. But I'm not, happy she lost. I would have rather her won. It's not like I hate her or something. She was just rude to me about secession. And the thing is, she was telling me secession is political suicide. So,
Is it, though?
It's not. Apparently actually, being not. Against abortion is.
Well, that's not... being against abortion should be political suicide. I mean, wanting to deny people rights, whether you agree with what they want to use those rights for or not, wanting to deny people their rights to say what does and doesn't happen to their body should be political suicide.
And it is, but not secession.
So as far as secession and yesterday was a mixed bag, but we saw a lot more polarization. Florida is more and more red. DeSantis won by like 16 or 20 points. A lot of places became more red and blue, more divided. And everyone is super upset and caring so much about what happened in D.C. If you don't want to have to worry every 2 years about who controls D.C. because they're going to control our lives and you want more, close to home decision making, then you support independence.
you're probably more in touch with these people than I am. Who is upset? I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just not in touch with them. Who is upset about the turnouts, I mean, the results of yesterday's election, and why are they upset? Because as I was saying at the very beginning of the show, as far as I can tell, it was just a mundane, ordinary election where nothing of substance really changed in any direction. The needle didn't move. It was just an election.
Yeah, it didn't move much, but Republicans were, and everyone, pollsters, Republican, Democrat, everyone was expecting a tremendous red wave of Republicans taking the U.S. House and U.S. Senate with big majorities, and that did not happen. It looks like they will be extremely close to even, just like in the New Hampshire House.
Okay.
They'll both be totally tied, and everyone was expecting a tremendous red wave. That's why it was a big, big disappointment. It was not what anyone expected, and this was like the most wrong pollsters have ever been ever since maybe 2016 Trump being elected. But the pollsters were, everyone was wrong, and I was wrong too. We all thought it would be a huge red wave, and it was not, meaning we overestimated how much people care about inflation and the bad economy, and we underestimated how much people care about abortion.
I think the unfortunate part about inflation, and I'm not going to harp on it because I already explained this to another caller, is just that the left had a good campaign of misinformation about what inflation is.
Yes, and they said it's a global issue, and that was their pushback, and Republicans didn't have a rebuttal. They said, well, it's not Biden, it's a global issue, because other countries also have crappy Federal Reserve, you know, central banks that are inflating the currency, but it's a global problem, it's not Biden's fault.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to that aspect of it. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Alu. That's a really good takeaway. I like what you said about this, is that what we learned last night from the election was that people don't care as much about inflation as we thought, and people cared more about abortion than we thought. I don't know that this is necessary. I would have figured the two issues were about the same, and maybe I think I would have agreed that inflation was probably more important to people than abortion.
No, I'm actually not surprised by that. I think most people aren't really getting what's going on, or they're not paying attention enough. Abortion is easier for them to understand. It's more of a black and white issue, whereas the average person doesn't even really truly understand what inflation is. I'm not surprised that they aren't voting. Like, I mean, it's very obvious to me, because you go to the grocery store, you get an oil change, you fill up gas, anything. Your money does not go as far. It's as simple as that.
But
people aren't voting. Their voting isn't reflecting that truth.
But the thing is, who were they supposed to vote for to make inflation go away? There's no person to vote for to make inflation go away. But there were specifically people to vote for that were going to make abortion legal or illegal. That's what they were saying, you know.
All really good points. Libertarians could have worked toward ending inflation, but I don't know that libertarians really put that issue front and center. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.